cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, real excited to have him on. He's a candidate for Congress in CD3. He is John Kovacs, and he will join us coming up at 4:05. Also, we're going to talk to another gubernatorial candidate, Barack Zilberberg. He is a Republican candidate for governor, and he's one of a host of folks lining up to run against Steve Sisolak. It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. Is he going to be the most well-financed candidate? Probably not, but he's got some great ideas. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 3:31 on a Thursday afternoon, we are getting major delays in both directions as you try to squeeze through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl. Remember, four lanes become two lanes because of that bridge reconstruction. So give yourself some extra time to get through there. 515 westbound at Las Vegas Boulevard, 515 eastbound at Main. And you can also expect some backups there on that transition ramp. Those leaving Interstate 15 northbound merging to 515 east, you're bumper to bumper through there. Backups, US 95 south at Southern Rancho, 515 westbound at Eastern. And remember the overnight road work, that's Interstate 11 southbound at Horizon. The on and off ramps close nightly at 6 p.m.
AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust. NFL Thursday night, the Texans at home against the Panthers. Rookie Davis Mills will get the start at quarterback for Houston. Quarterback Tyrod Taylor injured his left hamstring in the Texans' 31-21 loss to the Browns on Sunday. College football tomorrow, UNLV at number 22 Fresno State. The Rebels still looking for their first win of the season. This will be their third ranked team that they have faced this season. Nevada with the week off, they will be at Boise State on October 2nd. The College Football Playoff Board of Managers will not vote next week on a proposed 12-team format. That further delays any major changes to the current 4-team field. The Board of Managers is made up of 11 presidents and chancellors who have the authority to change the playoff. Download the Score app today. The Score app is free and one of the most popular sports apps in North America. I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
Join Macy's in support of Girls Inc. now through September 30th. Here's how you can help. Give back online now or round up your store purchase amount and donate your extra change up to 99 cents to Girls Inc. The funds we raise will go to college readiness and STEM programming for girls to inspire them to be strong, smart, and bold. Make your donation to Girls Inc. today at Macy's stores and Macy's.com/Macy's Gives.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are intelligent. You make all the right decisions. You were smart before smart was cool, and you made it cool again. You have a wealth of knowledge, and you are so very clever. I bet you already knew I was going to say that, you genius. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you hear you could save big when you switch to Progressive. But I'm pretty sure you already knew that, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hello, I'm Fred Simon, candidate for Nevada governor. You and I both know that there is something seriously wrong with the way Nevada has been managed, especially during the COVID crisis. Our current governor closed our businesses, our schools, our places of worship, and even silenced objecting voices. He prevented the use of safe and low-cost therapeutic drugs. How can I know this? I am an experienced trauma surgeon living in Douglas County. I am an MD, a medical doctor. I understand the importance of reaching medical decisions based solely on an unbiased and ethical evaluation of all data. So please, tell your friends and neighbors that we'll have to make our own hope. I will end the damaging economic policies and extreme control tactics enforced by irresponsible politicians. Learn more anytime and join us at simonforgovnv.com. Thank you.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Word is out, FBI is now issuing an arrest warrant for Brian Laundrie in connection with Gabby Petito's homicide. Don't know where that's going to end. I have a feeling it's not going to end well for Brian Laundrie. Is he going to take his own life? But we don't know what's going to go on. But we do know that the FBI has issued an arrest warrant for Brian Laundrie in the Gabby Petito murder homicide. We'll be talking about that, I think, for a long time to come. To bring you up to date on what's going on relative to the infrastructure bill, the human infrastructure bill, that's $1.2 trillion and $3.5 trillion. The president and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are all singing from the same hymnal that there is some kind of framework that is in place as to the pay-fors. How are you going to pay for a $3.5 trillion bill? And I found this interesting. Nancy Pelosi had a regular Thursday news conference, and Nancy Pelosi says she's confident that both bills, the infrastructure bill, $1.2 trillion, and the human infrastructure bill, that's what they're calling it, is $3.5 trillion, that both will pass the House and pass it most probably next week, beginning with a vote on Monday. Listen to Nancy Pelosi. This is cut 2. Go.
Are you saying with this new framework that the bill will not be $3.5 trillion?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Are you guaranteeing that this bill will be done on Monday in time?
But I'm not saying that. I'm saying we'll bring our legislation forward as it's ready. We didn't say anything about what the framework was, the price tag. We're talking about the values contained therein. We are for the 3.5 number because that's the number that the President and the Senate sent us. We marked up to that, and now we'll go to the next step. But I think we're in a very good place. I've always been very calm about this because it's like it always happens the same way, all this bluster and this and that and who's there and who's there. But at the end of the day, we will be unified for the American people. And we couldn't be better led than by Joe Biden and his vision for America's working families, so that we have fairness in our economy and justice in our environment as well as in our economy in every other way, and that we open the door for women to succeed in the workplace. So take one day at a time.
The problem is they don't have any of this in writing. Members don't know what's in this $3.5 trillion bill. And that's the issue. And that's why you can't get an accurate, what they call a whip count, where you whip the vote. You see who's voting which way, this way and that way. Lauren Fox is a reporter, covers Capitol Hill on CNN, and took some time to explain the meaning of the Pelosi news conference. It was just bizarre, the Pelosi news conference. This was Lauren Fox, though, earlier this morning on CNN.
I want to break down what I think leadership is doing here. They know that the narrative that is emerging is that Democrats are in disarray, that they don't agree on how much this bill should cost, what to include, or how to pay for it. So what they're trying to do is really make sure that they are showing some unity, some strength right at the top, and that's between House leaders as well as Senate leaders and the White House. What they do not have at this current moment is what is the corporate tax rate going to be? Who is going to be affected by tax increases? Those are still details that likely will need to be worked out. We may get more details over the next couple of days, but remember that we don't have paper in hand right now saying exactly what every rate is going to be, and we don't have any guarantee that every single Democrat is going to be for whatever the White House, the Senate, and House leadership has actually agreed to at this point. So I think that that's an important thing to clarify, that yes, Schumer says the White House and the Speaker, as well as himself, they've all agreed that this bill needs to be paid for. A lot of Democrats, a lot of moderates also think this bill needs to be paid for, but exactly how you do it, precisely how you do it, not just putting on the table a menu of options, will be really key and really important to get more details on in the forthcoming days.
Covers Capitol Hill for CNN and explains the dilemma facing Democrats. And simply put, it's we don't know what this will cost. We don't know what's in it. If we reduce the price, what program are we going to take out? Are we going to take out civil rights, immigration, all kinds of things you could take out of the bill and reduce the value of the bill? But they don't seem to want to do that, and that's why I don't see this thing going anywhere. I will be shocked if this ends up passing, because I don't think they'll have the votes. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
I'm Little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let Little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, Union proud.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Ever tried to get through airport security without an ID? Good luck with that, right? Ever filled out your tax return and handed it to a stranger who knocks on your door promising to deliver it to the IRS? Yeah, probably not. But that's exactly what Steve Sisolak has done with our elections by refusing to ask for an ID to vote and signing a law that allows campaign workers to show up at your door and take your ballot. It's called harvesting, and it was a felony until Sisolak changed the law. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, as our next governor, will fight to change all that and to enact laws that make it impossible to steal an election. Sheriff Lombardo spent 30 years defending our rights and keeping us safe. He's exactly the conservative leader we need to shake things up in Carson City. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Republican for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get?
That's right.
You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We've all been horrified by the pictures that we're getting from Del Rio, Texas, where 12,500, at least that was the guesstimate as of a week ago, 12,500 illegal immigrants from Haiti have gathered under a bridge and are creating kind of a tent city under that bridge. And now the president has come out and said they're not going to allow Border Patrol to operate on horseback in that environment. That apparently the optics are just too horrific. And so they're going to stop the policy. And this is bizarre. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following the story. This is just a bizarre story, and it's a tragic one.
It is indeed, Kevin, and leave it to politicians and a compliant media that agrees with a lot of politicians to not focus on the real problem, which is, like you say, a tent city with over 12,000 human beings who are uninvited. They're coming here, and nobody knows if they have coronavirus or measles or whatever disease. But now President Biden is going to be banning officials from using horses while securing our border. So yet again, they're talking, just a few minutes ago, we're talking about a $3.5 trillion package, human infrastructure or whatever, and there's nothing in there in the $1.2 trillion infrastructure about building a border wall, which would stop this to begin with. So, no border wall funding, and now you can't use horses to secure the border. You got 12,000 people under an underpass, and what is the politicians doing? Nothing. They're moving chairs on the Titanic, I guess, because they're not really doing anything. They're saying, hey, look at this over here. Oh, what a horrific thing. But yet, still, we have an open border, and they're doing nothing about it, which Americans should be really, really upset. I know one of the what do they call them, the squad, Rashida Tlaib.
Yeah.
She's one of them. I mean, she's using some language that we can't use on the radio to describe these Border Patrol agents. But what about the policy?
Yeah.
That's what is causing this in the first place.
Well, I've heard a number. Mad Maxine Waters is one of the members of Congress, a Democrat from Inglewood, California, who says that this is tantamount to a vision of slavery, you know, whips and things like that, when in reality nobody can find any pictures of whips being used on anything but the horses.
Right. Well, and they're not even using whips. They don't have whips, those Border Patrol agents. They're using their reins. Now, I grew up with horses. I was in 4-H. I had horses as my project. And you have the bit, you stick in the horse's mouth, and then you stick it over the ears of the horse, and the reins you hold about midway through over the withers, and there's an extension from where your hands are of about 18 inches extra. Okay, so that's what they had. They were using the reins. They weren't using a whip. That's what everybody is reporting, and it's not true.
Okay, Joyce Beatty, and I'm going to see if I can have time to get this in. This is cut five. Joyce Beatty is the chair of the Congressional Black Caucus and agrees with Nancy Pelosi on the need for a full investigation of this Haiti horsewhipping. Listen to this, cut five. And this is Joyce Beatty, the chair of the Congressional Black Caucus.
I give her a lot of credit for the statement she just made, but opening her doors to us, asking us to get engaged and to be very clear in our message. And yesterday was just the first step. We have a meeting shortly with the members of the Congressional Black Caucus where part two, we are not just going to be silent on this. And the more we talk, the more coverage, the more out front. We can't take away those who have already been deported, but we certainly can make sure that we are on the front lines of asking for more dollars to go into Haiti, for our officials to weigh in more, for those who are still here, and the children, to make sure that those children are matched up with their sponsors who are here in the United States because they have asked for asylum. So yesterday was just the beginning with the administration. We've asked for a full report. I also talked to the U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security and told him we don't want a long, drawn-out investigation. I'm expecting by the end of this week or Monday when I return to Washington for a full briefing for the answers from the report. And in the interim, we think those individuals on the horses should be terminated. We want a new policy. We're not against horses on the borders, but reins on a horses is not for them to be whipping and chasing down people like they're cattle. That is unacceptable. We want new policies. We want an investigation. We want people terminated.
She wants people terminated, Jim. You explain that one to me. They're just doing their job.
Right. Right. And that's what we're up against. That's exactly what we're up against. The Congressional Black Caucus does not allow conservative blacks into their Congressional Caucus. So I think that name is a misnomer as well. But Yeah. At least she didn't mislead people by saying that they were using whips, because they were not. They were using the reins, that 18 inches to maybe yep. 2 feet that extend past where you hold the reins to control the horse. So, yeah, I mean, they're talking out of both sides.
Coming up at the top of the hour, John Kovacs, candidate for Congress in CD3. I'll ask him about this whole Haiti thing. And now the president and the Biden administration saying they're not going to allow Border Patrol agents to use horses. That's verboten. That's nope. Can't do that. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views.
Now, wasn't that
informative
nice?
Informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show. Weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment begins on October 1st and runs through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2022 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you're already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming next year. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. Call now to pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. You can also text calendar to 702-410-8020 to receive a link and schedule your appointment.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastro Verde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
If you know the facts, you'll get the vax. 99% of hospital COVID patients are unvaccinated. Protect yourself and get vaccinated today at CSN's North Las Vegas or Charleston campus. Need another reason? You could win big prizes. What are you waiting for? Get vaxed.
Back then, we'd spend nights in front of the boob tube. We'd take our same seats, smoke cigarettes, and watch until the station played. We all smoked in those days. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, have you seen some of the reporting on Susie Lee, member of Congress in CD3, and stock trades and all kinds of potential ethics violations? And it's really ugly. We'll talk about that with our next guest, John Kovacs. He's a candidate for Congress in CD3. He is an America First conservative. He's a contractor. He's a civil engineer. And he has simply said, enough is enough, and he's running for Congress. I think it's great to get new blood you know, rather than recycling the same old, that we are getting in this election cycle. And maybe it's the fact that Biden and the Demo-rats have screwed this thing up so badly. But I think it's good that we're getting some new blood and folks that have some fresh ideas on how we can turn this country around, how we can turn this state around. I mean, what's going on right now, you know, we're going to have Barack Zilberberg on the show a little bit later on, just after 5 o'clock. He's a guy that is running as a Republican candidate for governor. He has watched what...